Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
It's been a bit gloomy in these parts the last few weeks, but that hasn't stopped folks in West Virginia from studying the power of the sun. The Mountain Institute and Downstream Strategies have just released a report explaining the benefits of solar energy in West Virginia, with policy recommendations to increase its development. Aaron Such, Energy Program Manager at the Mountain Institute, is one of the authors of Using Solar PV to Create Economic Diversity, 5 Policy Recommendations.
We thought the solar paper would be an excellent opportunity to show a possible solution for a couple issues, specifically rising energy prices. We've seen gas prices rise, that's pretty obvious, but also electricity prices in West Virginia have risen an average of about 50% in the last 5 years. And in addition to some of the environmental issues with fossil fuel extraction. So we thought we'd put this out as an example of a way to create economic opportunity to engage a conversation with a broad range of folks. We're open to speaking to whomever, and ways to just show that solar energy has a real potential for economic development, to create energy diversity, and to really help people out on the local level.
Jeff Simcoe from Downstream Strategies also authored the report. He says that supportive state policies in the neighboring states of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Maryland have helped create 9,000 solar industry jobs, while West Virginia has under 100.
Right now throughout the U.S., solar has employed over 120,000 workers, whereas, and that was a figure from 2012, and then also in 2012, the coal mining industry employed less than 100,000 people. So what we see it as is an opportunity to not necessarily compete with coal or natural gas, but to provide opportunities for people in a different industry to promote economic development and also to open up jobs that aren't necessarily here in the state right now. We don't have any manufacturing of solar panels in the state, so that's one area that we could try to attract solar manufacturer to the state. Other types of jobs, you're looking at electricians and contractors and folks that design the systems. There's obviously sales and engineering type positions. So, the workforce in West Virginia would match up well with this industry.
Nathaniel Than Hitt is a part of Sustainable Shepherdstown.
About 3 years ago, my wife and I decided to put solar panels on our house. What's important is that this is a historic district, and so we had to really approach the siting questions with some care. We wanted to make sure that these panels would be as productive as they could be, but we wanted to minimize visibility because of the historic nature of Shepherdstown. We were able to do that, and I think this could be a model for solar development in places that have historic preservation values as well. There's a lot of interest and excitement for solar power in Shepherdstown and in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia in general. We see some forward momentum. Now, there are important obstacles, and I'm glad that Downstream Strategies and others are looking at these. Certainly, there are obstacles at the legislative level and throughout the state. Look, if we look at the big picture, we get more sunlight than Germany, but Germany is the world's leader in solar at the moment. It's not a lack of sunlight that limits our capacity for solar. It's a lack of political will and creativity. But we do see progress being made at the community level, and I think that's really encouraging.
Aaron Such from the Mountain Institute again.
Even though West Virginia is not Arizona or California, the technology for solar is advancing so much that it really is it works for West Virginia. And I'll just give you a quick example. At the Morgantown Farmers Market, where we installed 12 solar panels, those 12 solar panels, since April, have produced enough power to power 100 homes for one day, right here in West Virginia. So if you look at the data, basically indicates that solar does work. The more people that know about it and really see the positive aspects of it, it's really hard to deny something that has a free fuel source, that creates local jobs, and that enhances energy diversity. I mean, how can you be against something like that?
That was Aaron Such. The report from the Mountain Institute in Downstream Strategies offers five policy recommendations that would help reduce upfront costs of solar PV equipment, improve market access for solar energy, and provide incentives to help residents, businesses, and nonprofits use solar power. You can download the report at downstreamstrategies.com/projects. Reporting for WMMT, this is Mimi Pickering.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.